Maddie is out of Tampa and says, Dear Freak Show, I got to ask you a serious question because I need to figure out who I have smoke with. Basically, on St. Patrick's Day, I decided to go out with my man. Now, we went out for the last few months and everything has been great. And after that celebration, it was smaller because of obvious things going on. He stayed overnight at my house. When I woke up, which was around 4 o'clock in the morning, he wasn't in bed. Instead, he was in my living room drinking wine and laughing it up, having a good old time with my roommate. Now, of course, I freaked out and I yelled at both of them because he was ignoring me and she was treating him like he was her date for the evening, which I ain't really even understand. I mean, where did they do that? How is that even acceptable? I'm mad at her. I'm also mad at my boyfriend for leaving me in bed alone to go drink and hang out with my roommates. I don't even understand who I'm really supposed to be more mad at because I feel like she played me, but I feel like he disrespected me. If you had to make a decision on who you should be mad at more, who would it be? Would it be the person who left you in bed who's supposed to be a ride or die for you or somebody who's supposed to be your day one who is your roommate? Let me know. It's Maddie from South Tampa.
Oh, nah. No way.
Oh, wait. I mean, okay. Uh-huh. You want to translate that for
us?
What
that
does that
is,
mean?
Oh, hell nah. Y'all up and done it is what it means.
Ooh.
Seriously, it's somebody's going to get kicked out.
Kicked out?
No. Like the boyfriend, something like that.
Boyfriend don't live there.
Here's the deal. It's going to turn into a big argument. I wouldn't have shown my true colors like that right up front. I wouldn't have thrown like the anger off rip like that. I would have taken him aside and been like, dude, that is not okay.
Okay, so here's the deal. He was plotting. He was trying to slide.
What was he plotting on?
He was plotting on a roommate.
Thank you.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily be mad at her off rip because she could have been up already. But the fact that he got up out of bed to go kick it and have some drinks.
And wine? We drink wine together? We opened up a bottle of wine to get to know one another?
Maybe she was already up.
Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, give her the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. That's your roommate. Your roommate can't hide the fact that she's in there with your boyfriend.
She lives there.
So she lives there.
And they could have been talking for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You don't know. It could. You're assuming it's been an hour.
But they in there. She wakes up and hears all the kiki and ha 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 and all that stuff. And they ain't in there hiding it. Like,
no.
It wasn't like they was in her room.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you could get really mad at him. If I'm at your house, like, okay, I don't want to put myself in that one. But I'm like, okay, you and Davi are dating.
Okay.
Okay, and Davi goes to bed with you, right? And then you wake up and he's, you know, like he wakes up and he's like, you know what? I got to go out and get some water.
Uh-huh.
And he goes out and gets some water, and your roommate is out there. And she's like, how you doing? Like, man, I just had to get me something to drink. And she's sipping on wine. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I should have what you having, because, I mean, it probably put me out more.
No, that's
here's
right
the
there.
Line.
It was all good with the wine.
How did that happen?
Once you start having drinks together and everything like that.
And I'm not included.
But I'm saying, do you hear how innocent that sounded?
It's not, though, because remember, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Everything changes at 4 a.m. Right. If it was 4 p.m. and you were taking a little nap, I don't care. Your bed right there.
But I ain't sleeping.
Well, you know, I could put you out.
He's plotting. And you know what? You should protect what's yours if you really like that guy, but then he's off doing that. I mean, something's off here.
If this is just your roommate,
something's weird.
I don't like how y'all immediately get. Like,
have you ever been cheated on before? I've been cheated on by roommate, ex-girlfriends of mine, and people trying to steal my boyfriend before. I'm not that damn naive anymore.
Mike is on the phone. Hey, Mike, what's good, man?
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing? First-time caller, by the way.
Hey, first-time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. What are we thinking about this situation?
So I personally think that she's jealous, and what answers that every single time is if you switch the sex role. So if her roommate was a guy and her boyfriend was up drinking beers with her roommate, she'd say, oh, I'm so glad you're getting along with my roommate.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you're bonding.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
That's my thing right there.
But she's not a guy.
Right.
So because it's a girl, you're not allowed to have that same kind of rapport?
Well, no, you just don't have that same kind of underlying trust. Like, there's still some issues when you're drunk and it's late that could arise.
But that's insecurity more than anything. That's that's on her.
But maybe she knows her roommate that, you know, she could be willing to do something like that.
Yeah, she a floozy. We know.
But he didn't do anything. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to give him credit. If he was hiding, being quiet, if they were sneaking, if you woke up and they were whispering, they're in there laughing and having a great time. They're not hiding anything.
But now you're waking me up, and now I know about this, and now I'm presented with you guys just hanging out, drinking wine at 4
again,
in the morning.
Again, now let me just be clear, because everybody hears you switch pitching. So let me just point it out, Meredith, and Mike, you can attest to this. You just said, now you waking me up. So are we mad that I'm up partying? Are we mad that I'm in there with a roommate?
Both.
Like, we got to pick something.
No, we're mad at the whole situation.
You
just
can't
stay your ass in bed. Why are we up at 4 in the morning?
Insecurities, and that's okay. She can talk about the insecurities, and that can be a conversation to be had.
Right.
That could be growth of the relationship, talking about the insecurities. Then she can say, like, hey, I'm not comfortable with that. Next time, if you're going to drink or you can't sleep, wake me up. Maybe I want to drink with y'all.
Right, but don't just go off on everybody, because now you lose a man, a roommate, and you seem bitter and lonely.
I wouldn't have gone off on everybody.
I'm with you, Mike.
I would have done it privately.
I hate that, too. I hate when a girl is mad and then take you in another room and get all crazy, and then you got to come back in the room awkward, because everybody know you got yelled at.
The party
Just go ahead and bust it and yell in front of her. If you're going to embarrass yourself in front of the whole party.
But you embarrassed yourself. I mean, I caught whatever. You don't know what was about to happen.
I bet they don't do it again.
Ooh-wee.
I bet that's the last time they had 4 in the morning wine drinking.
I mean,
watching Netflix and chill. You know it's a gradual thing.
And why? And why? Why
because
is it the
they
last
violated.
Time? Nope. It's why is the last time? It's because the roommate who is sleeping is crazy. That's what they're gonna walk away with. He's gonna come out to go to the bathroom or something, bump into the other roommate, and be like, better hurry up and go back to bed, you know, because crazy ass and ass gonna go off. And
see?
He's like, I know, I better pee real quick because I gotta get back to bed.
That's a plot.
Lord knows, I gotta get back to bed. Like, it's gonna become a thing. You've made it a thing. Why not?
It was already a thing. Nobody with like huge, without trust issues would go through something like that. If you 100% trust your partner and there's no, you know, questions about it, then this wouldn't be an issue. So there was definitely something before this, but now this is just kind of aggravating it.
Okay, just one example, because I know where she stands because she's hurt. Joanna and you go to bed.
Okay.
You've had multiple people stay at your house.
Facts.
You wake up and she's out drinking in the kitchen or living room, laughing, kikiing, playing Scrabble.
Okay.
Okay, she couldn't sleep. Are you mad?
No, because I 100% trust her. But I've had other chicks that I would deal with that if she was out there playing Scrabble, I'm what's going on? Let me see. I would immediately think
Let me
worst.
See the score sheet.
Yeah.
Let me see how long y'all been playing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.